Okay, so obviously a big week for us here in the division against Miami. Some new faces down there, but I'd say the thing that's most etched in my mind, I'm sure our team is. Last time we went down there, that was a pretty rough day for us. Other than James White breaking a tackle, we barely had 100 yards of offense. Couldn't play defense, couldn't really do anything. So it's a good football team. They've added some significant players from the last time we played them. I think Mike and Mike Tannenbaum, Chris Greer have done a good job acquiring some of the high-level talent that they have down there. It's a very talented team. Obviously, changing the coaching staff. Coach Gase's offense, something that we're a little bit familiar with schematically from, we last played them in Denver in 2014. Coach Joseph's defense, very aggressive. They obviously played great against Seattle in every part of the game. Put a lot of pressure up front, played the run well, tackled well, played good pass defense. And they're very strong in the kicking game. It's been one of the best special teams units we'll see all year. Coach Rizzi and their specialists, their core players, do a really good job. They obviously have the big field goal block against Seattle, but they're a good punt rush team, they're a good return team. They've added, of course, Landry, one of the top returners in the league, but added Grant to that group, and he's been impressive as well, another explosive player. So really solid all the way through in all three units. Good football team, good players, well coached. And hope we can be more competitive against them than we were last time we played them.
Hey, Bill, is it hard, Bill, to you'd say Adam Gase, you're familiar with his system, but his system is now with different players. You only get one game for regular season to gauge how we might use his system with these players. So is it hard to get ready for them a little bit more because you don't necessarily have the evidence how he's going to use his system with these players?
Right. Well, I mean, we've seen five games of that. So, but yeah, no, it's not like it when we played Denver in the, I don't know, middle of November, whenever it was back in 2014. Yeah, sure, it's a lot more questions. But and certainly with Tannehill and some his ability to run on some boot passes, the keeps off the zone read, things like that. Obviously, things that Manning wasn't doing out in Denver. So, I'm not saying it's exactly the same. The core elements, I'd say, are similar, but there are definitely some things that are, unique and specific to Miami's personnel and what he's done down there. And I'm sure there's some things that they're going to do they haven't shown yet that we'll have to deal with. So, but I'd say, fundamentally, there's a lot of carryover from, when we played them in Denver. But, obviously, we'll spend most of our time looking at these about five games, four preseason games, and the Seattle game, and prepare for what. Miami players and Miami, the way Miami executes the offense, which is, similar but definitely different than what we saw 2 years ago from Denver.
They lose Vernon, they add Williams, they still have Sue Wake. How challenging is this defensive line?
Yeah, really good. Add Branch, too. So they have good depth at end, they got good depth at tackle. Their linebackers are really fast. Jelani Jenkins and Alonzo, those guys can really run. And they have, they blitz their safeties, quite a bit. So between Jones, Elkoo there, and even Thomas, who plays a little bit in the safety, nickel type role, they blitz those guys. They're very disruptive. The front's, very disruptive. Those guys are big, they're physical, they really penetrate the line of scrimmage. It causes a lot of holding penalties. They get their share of plays, sacks, tackles for loss, and all that, but they also get a lot of holding penalties. Shooting the gaps there, guys just can't get a hold of them or get in front of them, they grab them, and now it's first and 20 or second and 20. So they think that's a kind of a part of their game that goes a little maybe under the radar, but it's the penalties those guys draw. I mean, there's several of them every game, and probably several more that don't get called. So, we're going to have to do a good job in that. Obviously, that was a problem for us in our last game. We need to we need to fix that. But it's tough against this group. They do a good job. They're very talented up front. They got a lot of depth, and they just keep coming at you. They're good.
Change very much with Cameron Wake coming in only on situational third down plays versus being a starter.
Well, the third down scheme is a little different than the first and second down scheme. So I would say whether he's in there or not on first or second down, it's going to be similar to what it is. And whether he's in there or not on third down, it's going to be more of a third down scheme, if that makes any sense.
The defensive coordinator, Bill, and obviously with the new staff, Vance Joseph, have you seen anything in four preseason games and one regular season game that leads you to believe that there are any kind of tweaks to the way their defensive line is going to line up and how he uses it?
Yeah, the way Washburn coaches them, it's the same thing you always get from him. Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of some of the things they did last year. There's some carryover in the secondary. Vance came from Cincinnati, which there's some elements of some of the things that Cincinnati does there with the linebackers up in the line of scrimmage and some of the, again, secondary pressures, some blitz zone. And then the defensive line is obviously, Washburn-style defensive line. So there's some element of, I'd say all those factors in there.
How do you assess their offense?
Explosive. They got a lot of big play receivers. Parker, Stills, obviously Landry. They got a good tight end. The backs are really good. They got really good depth at running back. Foster's, a very hard guy to tackle. He's got tremendous balance. Gets a lot of yards, can really run the outside zone play, good receiver. Williams, Pete. So they got depth at all those positions. Tannehill's obviously a guy that can throw the ball well, as we've seen. Also can, extend some plays with his running ability. It's a threat to keep the ball on. Again, their zone read package. They run a lot of bootlegs, a lot of misdirection plays. So they keep you honest. They're probably as well balanced as any offense we'll see all year in terms of run, pass, inside, outside, strong side, weak side, receivers, tight ends, backs. I mean, whoever you want to. However you want to look at it, there's pretty good balance with whoever, whatever the other components are of that, the running game, the passing game, the run-pass ratio, whatever you want.
Phil, since Sunday night, how many calls have you had to take from teams trying to trade for either Jimmy or Tom?
Yeah, we're really just focused on getting ready for Miami. That's what we've been working on. That's what we plan on working on all week, too.
Coach, can you give any update on Gronk's possible availability for the Miami game?
Yeah, we'll update you after practice when we turn in the injury report, just like we always do. Just make sure we get to him right away, Stacey. I don't want to hold anybody up here.
Yeah. Hey Bill, how hard is it, or is it hard, to take the really good feelings of the big road win on Sunday and have these guys turn the page and look at the next game?
Pretty easy. All you could do is turn on our game against Miami last year. Just sickening. Yeah, it doesn't take long at all. I don't know if you had a chance to see that or not, but yeah, wasn't very good. Bad coaching, bad playing, just bad period.
You mentioned that game. How much did that, when you look back at last season, did you, I don't want to say second guess your, the approach in that game, but, what was at stake in terms of home field and stuff? Was that something that was tough?
We're focused on playing them this week, Mike. Like the 2015 review, I'm sure you did that. That was great. I'm sure you did a great job on it. And we're really past it. We're on the 2016. We're playing the Dolphins.
I only mentioned it because you referenced the game from last year.
Yeah, I referenced the game that we competed against them against. I'd say that's relevant. Last time we played that team, didn't go very well. So I hope we can play more competitively this year.
And how much of that was, the approach of how you approach a game? I think you might approach it differently.
We approach every game differently. We have different players. They have different players. They have different coaches. It's obviously going to be different. Every game's different. It's like a doubleheader in baseball is different. You got two different pitchers pitching. It's different.
Bill, it's kind of a nature-nurture question for you. You've been evaluating quarterbacks your entire coaching career. And I'm wondering if you think some guys have sort of an innate ability to have confidence and poise, or if other guys really just kind of learn it throughout the time where they're practicing, the repetitions, and obviously when they have good coaching.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of examples of all the things you mentioned. It's a lot of quarterbacks, so I'm sure everybody falls into one of those categories.
Bill, there's a lot going on in and around the office today. I'm just wondering, in your life, have you ever gone wild at a Springsteen concert?
Seen a few wild Springsteen concerts, yeah.
But you said that you had nothing to do with the banner, the Tom Brady banner going up, chocketing up to marketing guys. It's come down in preparation for the Miami game to get rid of distractions. Did you have anything to do, talk to anybody about bringing that down?
Talking about Miami.
Right, but in preparation for the Miami, getting rid of distractions.
Preparation for Miami, I've been talking about Miami. I've been working on Miami. Don't do concerts, don't do banners, don't do parking, don't do concessions. Just try to coach the team.
What improvements have you seen from Tannehill?
Sorry?
What improvements have you seen from Tannehill since he's been in the league?
Since he killed us last year? I mean, that was pretty good. He's a good quarterback. I mean, he's smart. He handles the offense well. He certainly takes control of things at the line of scrimmage, as we've seen quarterbacks do in Coach Gase's offense. It obviously runs through the quarterback. Checks adjustments, but he's a good decision maker. He's athletic, throws the ball well, certainly make plays out of the pocket. You know, big drive he had, fourth quarter going, I don't know, 85, 90 yards, whatever it was, against Seattle on the road, to take the lead. I mean, I don't know, how he could have done any more than that in that critical situation. He's a good player. He's definitely... it's definitely a problem for us.
So your offense, you seem to have a real balanced attack and played well Sunday. How do you try to keep it going this week?
Well, we're playing Miami this week, so be a whole new challenge, whole different team. Everything's different. Gonna have to do a good job against Miami. Doesn't matter what we did some other week, some other game. That just doesn't matter. Okay, all right, thank you.